Militia continued to straggle into the Patriot columns in clumps over 3 to 4 miles. Many of the militia complained afterwards about being put into exposed positions on the far side of the creek. In fact, greater damage was done to the Continental Army by Patriots after the battle than the British during it. Already angered by Greene ordering them to send their horses home due to the extra food they required, many of the Virginia, South Carolina, and Georgia militia units went home. The British suffered heavily despite their victory, 30 killed plus an unknown number of wounded. The Continentals and militia had 8 killed and 12 wounded. Historians consider this skirmish far more important than the number of troops or casualties indicate. One wrote, "If Williams had allowed his corps to be pushed aside or trapped into an engagement with the superior British main force, then Cornwallis might have been able to move the British army between Greene and his reinforcements, and the British could have destroyed each force in detail."